Happy, happy Sunday. It is April 2nd, and today we reached a high of 72 degrees, and you can expect a low of 55 degrees tonight. Let's get right into our top stories, and we start with this one, a very troubling story out of Asheville. An employee at a popular Asheville attraction was killed last night. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Biltmore announced one of their workers was killed when a tree fell during a high gust of wind. The identity of the employee was not released. The Biltmore was closed for the remainder of the day yesterday. However, it reopened to guests today. We're working to learn more on the identity of a bicyclist struck by a freight train overnight in Dunn. Authorities were on the scene near East Devine Street just around midnight. Video from our WRL breaking news tracker shows a crumpled bicycle from the impact near the location. The accident is still under investigation. Well, hundreds of people gathered at Duke University to bring awareness to hunger. The 49th annual Durham Crop Hunger Walk raised more than $117,000 this year to feed people. The family-friendly walk links the Durham community with others all around the world who walk long distances daily for food and water. Before I let you go, I want to remind you to please download the WRL Weather app. It has everything you need to know before you head outside the door. It is absolutely free for Apple and Android users. Also, we have new content waiting for you on our WRL Facebook page. When you get a moment, take a look. All right, be safe out there. I'll talk to you later.